Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day, the 28th day of the month of June, year 2021. We thank God for His mercy upon our lives. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for keeping us alive. We appreciate the King of Glory. Wherever you are, begin to bless His name, worship Him and adore Him. Give Him the glory, give Him the honor. Is worthy of all praise, is worthy to be magnified, is worthy to be magnified. We worship you. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are created. Appreciate the King of Glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have worshiped. This is the midnight prophetic prayers. I will thank God for how God has been working wonders using this prayer, and we thank God for a lot of testimony. We pray that God will give us more testimony, greater testimony, in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the life of someone, as you are there hearing my voice, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. The power in the blood of Jesus Christ shall promote your destiny. There shall be an open door of financial breakthrough for you. There shall be an open door of divine lifting. Favor of God shall come upon your life. The mercy of God shall be there for you. God shall show you kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to lift up your two hands and pray this prayer. Say, oh heaven of my destiny, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh heaven of my destiny, open by fire, open by fire, open by fire, open by fire in Jesus Christ. Mighty name we pray. Say, every midnight battle against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every midnight battle against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every midnight battle against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every midnight battle against my life, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers forcing food materials into my life in the dream. Power in the name of Jesus. Powers forcing food material into my life in the dream. Power in the name of Jesus. Powers forcing food materials into my mouth in the dream. Power in the name of Jesus. Powers forcing food materials into my mouth in the dream. Power in Jesus' name, pray. If you have been eating in the dream and it has become constant, you have to pray this prayer. Powers forcing food into my mouth in a dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every seed of disappointment in my foundation, tie by fire in the name of Jesus. Every seed of disappointment in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of disappointment in my foundation, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every evil done into my life that is frustrating my efforts, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil done into my life that is frustrating my efforts, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil done into my life that is frustrating my effort, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are joining us for the first time, when I call the prayer, you pray it for yourself like that. Pray it aggressively. Say, my eagle in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. My eagle in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. My eagle in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out, 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 come out by fire. My eagle in the captivity of household witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every conspiracy against my advancement, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my advancement, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my advancement, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every conspiracy against my advancement, scatter in Jesus' name, pray. Say, powers planning disgrace for me, you are a liar. There, in the name of Jesus, powers planning disgrace for me, you are a liar. There, in the name of Jesus, powers planning disgrace for me, you are a liar. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Ha, that is wonderful. Say, oh God, my Father, let my enemy fall into error that will expose their secret in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, let my enemy fall into error that will expose their secret in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, let my enemy fall into error that will expose their secret in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, let my enemy fall into error that will expose their secret in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any power that has decided to afflict my life with disgrace in the name of Jesus. Any power that has decided to afflict my life, be disgrace, be disgrace, be disgrace, be disgrace in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Few days ago, 2-3 days ago, I started by giving us a lecture on dealing with foundational problems. Problems that are from foundation. Problems that are from our root. Problems that are from the way we were conceived. Problems that are from our experience in the womb. The Bible said in Hosea chapter 9, verse 11, as for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird. It shall fly away from birth. It shall fly away from pregnancy. It shall fly away from conception. This is a very deep verse. Very, very deep fast. It's a deep place revealing that the glory of someone could fade away from conception. The glory of someone could fade away also from the womb. The glory of someone could fade away even at birth. This is deep area of life that we need to check and we need to really observe. Many people, they have been affected from this area of foundation. Large percentage of every one of us, including myself, it has been a foundational problem that has been a battle confronting us. You know, the Bible says, as for Ephraim, the glory could fade away. The glory fade away right from conception. The glory fade away right from the womb. The glory fade away right from birth. No wonder the Bible said in Psalm 11 verse 3, that if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? When the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? So the foundation has that capacity to even make the righteous confused. The foundation has that capacity to even make the righteous completely useless. That is why when the foundation is destroyed, what the righteous could do is to take that foundation straight to the Lord. To take the foundation straight to the Lord. God is the repairer of foundation. There is no foundation, no matter how bad, that God cannot repair. If your foundation has been affected, I want to give you confidence that it can be repaired. God can repair all foundations that have been wobbled. I pray for somebody here that your foundation shall receive total surgery from the Lord. It shall receive divine surgery in Jesus' name. Your foundation is the way you were conceived. Your foundation is what happened to you when you are in the womb. This formed your life right from the beginning. Your foundation is what happened to you on the very first day you were born. Your mother or somebody could explain to you. A girl was born and the girl could not cry. This incident happened in the village. I know this lady very well. They tried to make her to cry. And somebody just picked the child among those who were there and took the child straight to the river beside where the woman gave birth, and pour that river, just dip a hand into the mouth, into the river, and take small water and put it in the mouth of that girl. Immediately as that water entered into her mouth, she started crying. Right from that day, she has been married to the God of that water. A covenant was formed unknown to her. What happened to her the day she was born has become a foundational problem. We have to battle this one for almost 3 years because she was passing through terrible attack. She married, the marriage scatter. She was having this chronic spirit husband that refused to go until prayer become very tough on this area. Your foundation is how your placenta was handled. Like I was telling somebody, I said, you may not know this. And that is why in the ministry I belong to, a Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, we don't bury placenta. No, we don't throw placenta into latrine. No, we don't throw placenta into the river. No, that placenta must be burnt. Because placenta is just like second of that child. And do you know, we have seen and have heard how many people's destiny were bewitched by placenta. Do you know some people sell placenta? Do you know placenta has degrees and they price them by their degrees? They have different category and they price them by that category. You may not know that one, but these are some of the things that are happening. So how your placenta was handled, form your foundation. Foundation is the spiritual history of your ancestors. Foundation is spiritual history of your parent house, your father's house, and your mother's house. That is your foundation. Foundation is what you went through from the first day you came on earth to 7 years old on earth. Right from the first day to your 7 year, you know, your 7th year on earth. Whatever you pass through at that moment is your foundation. That is why it is possible for people to be seeing themselves back in the village when they were that age bracket. I pray for you that every yoke introduced into your life from foundation, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness that has been programmed into your life from your foundation, it shall be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to confess your sin. If you really want to deal with the foundational problem, you must surrender your life to Jesus. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show mercy on you as we enter into this prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you ask, give your life to the Lord, say, Father, I surrender my life to you. Take control of my life. I confess my sin and I declare that you are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, forgive and pardon your people. Have mercy upon them. In Jesus' name, we pray. There are prayers we need to pray now. And like I told you, all the prayers we pray during this foundational issue, we need to master this prayer. And on our own, go back and pray this prayer. Because we may need to spend some minutes, some hours on these prayers. They are not prayers you can rush. You must take your time to pray. There are 7 of them we are going to pray now. We are going to pray these 7. Listen to me very well. When the problem is from foundation, there are some signs that will make you to know that this problem is from foundation. Let me give you some of them. Number one, the battle of life will make that man, that woman miserable. He will be passing through some battles, and all this battle will almost make his life miserable. 2, that fellow will find himself constantly eating in a dream, constantly having sex in a dream. It's a battle from foundation. Sometimes we always see myself as a twin. It's a battle from foundation. The person will find himself going back to the village, going back to where he was born, going back to where he grew up as a child. It's a battle from foundation. That fellow will be hearing strange voices. It's a battle from foundation. Show that there is a battle from that foundation. It will be seeing some strange things that other could not see. That fellow will be exhibiting some uncontrollable anger. It's a battle from foundation. Extreme bedwetting at old age is a battle from foundation. Such fellows should really need to pray. Foundational battle will look very strange and sometimes unexplainable because he is from foundation. We are going to pray. I pray that as we pray this prayer, may God answer our prayers in Jesus' name. You open your mouth and pray this prayer. We want to pray now with aggression. Pray very, very well. There are several of them that we must pray. And the Lord will help us. Say, Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go into my root and deliver me from foundational bondage in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, go to my root, 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 and deliver me from foundational bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. This is number two. The problem. Aha. Aha. That is it now. The problem from my foundation harassing my destiny. In the name of Jesus, the problem from my foundation harassing my destiny. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Bring out a bottle of oil before we go. Before we go on now. Before we go on, let's pray on that bottle of oil. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we sanctify this oil. We sanctify this water. If it's a mantle, we sanctify the mantle. We pray that the blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil, into the mantle, and into the water. The fire of deliverance shall enter into that oil, enter into that water, and enclose that mantle in the name of Jesus. There shall be deliverance now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your belly button. Just a little. We want to pray one prayer aggressively. Aha. Lay your hand there. Shout this prayer very well. The root of the problem in my life. In the name of Jesus, the root of the problems in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, the root of the problem in my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Say the same prayer, the root of the problem in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, the root of the problem in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, the root of the problems in my life, there. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. With the same aggression, say the root of the problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, the root of the problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, the root of the problems in my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Now, place your right hand on your chest as we pray this prayer now. With aggression, you will say it. Say, every battle assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus. Every battle assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus. Every battle assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus. Every battle assigned to waste my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Now take the oil, a little, and put it on your eye, on your two eye, and say this one loud and clear. Say, Oh Lord, my Father, show me the root of my problem In the name of Jesus, oh Lord my Father, show me the root of my problems. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord my Father, show me the root of my problem. 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 In the name of Jesus, oh Lord my Father, show me the root of my problem. Show me the root of my problem. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord my Father, show me the root of my problem. Show me the root of my problem. In Jesus' name, pray. That prayer you are going to pray for 7 days, you pray 10 minutes. Every night before you sleep, oh Lord my Father, show me the root of my problem with the oil anointing your eye. The Lord will show you deep thing that you need to know. When God reveals it to you, you can private chat me and we'll discuss and pray over it. You are going to open your mouth and shout this prayer. Now say, every bondage hiding in my foundation, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every bondage hiding in my foundation, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every bondage hiding in my foundation, scatter, scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Strong man from my foundation, assigned to limit my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, strong man from my foundation, assigned to limit my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, strong man from my foundation, assigned to limit my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, strong man from my foundation, assigned to limit my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, strong man from my foundation, assigned to limit my destiny. Yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha, glory be to the Lord. Anoint your two hands. And shout it louder. Say, my hand receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My hand receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My hand receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My hand receive deliverance by fire. Receive deliverance by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two legs and say, my legs receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My legs receive deliverance by fire. Receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My legs receive deliverance by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. I decree unto your life now that this week you will encounter destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. You will encounter destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. You will encounter destiny helpers in the name of Jesus by the power of prophecy. I command you to advance to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we pray that this request shall be answered. There shall be testimony. Heaven shall open unto this request. And there shall be mighty testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy into the life of every one of you. That right away now, if you are sick, I command you to be healed. If your marriage is in bondage, I command your marriage to be free. If you have not married, I declare your marital settlement this year in the name of Jesus. If you have not conceived, I command you to receive power to conceive in the name of Jesus. You have interview to do, I command you to be successful. Yes, that interview shall be a great success in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Some people are conspiring against you in your place of work. All of them shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness in your bone, get out. Every sickness in your nerve, get out. Every sickness in your blood, get out. Every sickness in your chest, get out. Every sickness in your waist, get out. Every sickness in your eyes, get out. Every sickness around your body, get out in the name of Jesus. And I command your body to be healed. La keto praba, you high blood pressure, today the Holy Ghost arrest you. You ulcer, you are arrested. You diabetes, you are arrested. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free from all this infirmity programmed by witchcraft power. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. May the glory of God cover you. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. May you be a bigger body of testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray for this country, Nigeria. Prophesy and speak to this country to move forward. Maketo paro muskadaka. Nigeria makande helo prokosonto yekalaba. Leku brakatasi lekayaba. Lempakura basente. Leku prakonde leku bruta liamia kumbrakosoto lekaya. Nigeria will speak unto you. You will not die. The glory of Nigeria will not sink. The Almighty God will fight for this country. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.